In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever wondered how everything came into being? Maybe you're an engineer or a scientist, and you're curious about how things are put together. Or perhaps you're an artist or a writer, and you wonder about what went into making something so beautiful and delightful. Just recently, as I flew to Asia to see my parents, the scientist, or maybe the nerd in me, marveled at how I was transported in this 400,000-pound Boeing 777, 30,000 feet in the air over 6,700 miles. All the technology and creativity over time that went into putting this piece of machine together that allowed me to spend a week with my parents on the other side of the globe. How did all that come about? And the artist in me, pulling up the window shade and witnessing a glorious sunrise above the clouds, piercing the dark blue sky with rays of gold and orange and red, blanketing the wave of clouds below with ripples of color and texture, wondering, how did all this come about? Once upon a time, a long time ago, in today's version of the creation story from Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created. We do not know exactly how or when and all the details in between, but out of nothing came into existence everything that we know about, and much more that we are not even aware of. In this account, God created the heavens and the earth, then the light and darkness, day and night, water, earth, and sky. Then God filled the water, earth, and sky with everything imaginable. It was a splendid burst of creativity, and it was good. And then, the pinnacle of creation. Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. Human beings, you and I, our foremothers and forefathers, all brought into life, one life at a time. And according to this story, these are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. This was the world order as we know it, set into motion, and it was all very good. And God continues to create every day and breathe life into being, into us, into the world around us. The world we live in continues to be teemed with life. And if we take seriously that God is one who creates, and if we are created in God's image, according to God's likeness, God also then invites us into creating and forming and shaping, and God continues to create through us, through what we do and through who we are. So just how might we live that out? Today is Trinity Sunday, when we celebrate one God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is an occasion for us to examine who God is, what God is like, and what God does, so that as we look more closely, we can seek that Trinitarian image of God in us. One of the ways that has helped me to understand this is how some Episcopal liturgies refer to God as Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. The Creator who breathes life into being, the Redeemer who reconciles and rescues us from sin and despair, and the Sustainer who holds all that life together. One way for us to live in the Trinitarian image of God is to seek out ways in which we create and redeem and sustain all that is around us. So what are we all called to create in our lives this week? Often we think about creating as making things. We create a work of art or a piece of music or even a meal that we share with family and friends. But sometimes the best thing we create for others is a sacred and emotionally generous space where we feel love and grace. It might be here at a worship service or when you pray with someone or when there's a sacred conversation. For Christine and I, this past Monday, there was a moment when we said goodbye to our dog, Chibi. She was 12 and seemingly had been doing very well, but she had a sudden, incurable turn in her health. We didn't want her to suffer any longer, so we made the decision to let her go. We met with our veterinarian, Dr. Liu, who was very patient and sensitive and calm. And she guided us through our final moments with Chibi. Dr. Liu created this unhurried space for us to take time to grieve and to say goodbye. And that space was such a gift to us. And it made me think about what experiences of grace and love and generosity we can create for others as well. God can be so present for us in those moments. And if we are made in God's image as Redeemer, what are we called to redeem and reconcile in our lives this week? When it comes to redeeming, some of us think about coupons. And reconciling means balancing our bank statements. But as Christians, we can seek to redeem and restore relationships that have been weighing on us. Maybe we have been dragging our feet, avoiding a difficult but important conversation to seek understanding or even ask for forgiveness. How might we move towards redeeming and lifting up that relationship so that we can find lightness in our being? Might someone we care or love be feeling the exhaustion of lugging around the weight of anger or resentment or hurt? Perhaps they are withdrawn and waiting to be found by us. The image of the Redeemer God in us calls us to be a part of that healing and restoring. The third image of God as Sustainer calls us to nourish, to build up, to hold up, and to support, to be sustenance for those in our lives and in our world. Whom might God be calling us to feed and sustain this week? Many of you are probably immediately thinking about our active ministries of sustenance, the Blue Bin, Seeds of Hope, Loaves and Fishes, Military Packing, St. Luke's. But I'm also thinking about how we sustain and nourish and feed the mind and intellect, such as the hope that comes with supporting inquisitive and curious minds through the Outreach Scholarship Program. And I think about those among us who are educators and mentors, whether in Sunday school or in our school systems or at work or at home, or taking time to sit with someone to nurture their desires to learn and to understand. You are the sustainers, and you give hope to innovation and possibilities. On this Baccalaureate Sunday, as we celebrate our graduates, there are many educators and mentors and parents at home, at school, at church, who have made this day possible. For our graduates, you are each made in the image of God, a God who creates, redeems, and sustains. Wherever you go next, whatever you do, whatever you set your sight on, remember that you too are made to create, to redeem, and to sustain. You have a special calling that reflects how God has created you. And for us all, this week we enter into a season of our church we call Ordinary Time, when our liturgical colors, except for today, change to green to reflect our desires for growth. So how might we use this time to grow in our reflection of God's image of Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer in us? And how might we grow in how we create sacred spaces for others, how we redeem and reconcile relationships, how we sustain and nurture understanding? So may this be our charge for this Trinity Sunday, and may our one God, Holy Trinity, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, help us to live into who we are, created in the image of God. Amen.